Contact Apollo today for all your heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. Apollo was rated number one again last year and has been delivering the best customer service in the Twin Cities for over 40 years. Visit callapollo.com and schedule your appointment today.
So what do you do with information like this if you're Alan? Tell everybody what happened, dude.
I got the best and the absolute worst Christmas gift from my parents this year.
Oh, I'm dying to hear what this is.
Yeah, so they got me, the 23andMe DNA test.
God, I should have predicted that.
Yeah. Oh, this is causing problems.
You know, I've always been fascinated with genealogy, and I've wanted to find out where my ancestors came from. And I actually want to plan a trip to Germany to try and find family members, you know, that may or may not care.
That's always been my concern. Like, you show up and be like, hey, long lost cuz. And they're like, who are you? Leave. Yeah. So what? We have the same name. Get.
Yeah, great. I haven't talked to you in 28 years or 30 years. Go away.
Ever.
Ever.
Right. So literally, right after I get the kit, I get it on Christmas, I provide the sample, and I sent the results off. And, you know, it didn't take long to get them back. So then get this, I come to find out that I am related to absolutely nobody in my family.
How can that be?
Well, the people that I have a genetic match to, I have never met. And, you know, I figured I must have gotten somebody else's results. So I reached out to 23andMe, and they expedited the second test, but my new results, they're exactly the same as the original test.
Are you adopted?
That's what they asked me. The lady was like, are you adopted? And I said, no. She said, well, the other explanation would be, you know, maybe I was switched at birth.
Oh, no. So you have no genetic ties to your mother, which would imply she cheated. Or your father.
No, I think I was just straight up switched. Because, and let me tell you, this is funny, okay? I swear. Because my entire life, my family would say, you know, I must have been switched at the hospital because I have nothing in common with them. And I've always been the black sheep. You know, they think it's so funny.
Well, hold my beer. Do I have a story for you, Mom and Dad?
Get this.
So did you find the people that you're actually related to now that you know who it is?
So I did some research on Facebook, and I found my actual family.
Where do they live?
They lived in Minnesota for a lot of years, but they've since moved to Colorado, which is just fantastic.
Yeah, wow, this is a lot.
Yeah, and looking at the family on Facebook, I could see that their son is a carbon copy of my dad. So that's got to be my parents' kid, right?
Wow. This is like a massive lawsuit.
Yes, it is.
For the hospital.
I would like to sue the entire medical industry, if possible.
I can't even imagine. So have you told your parents?
No, I have not. You know, that's kind of where the conundrum I'm in right now. Like, what on earth do I do with this information? Like, I can't imagine what my mom and dad's reaction would be. And then, like, what about the other family? Would they even be interested in getting to know me?
Well, and then your own parents. I mean, what's their reaction to that news? Do they just suddenly feel differently about you, knowing the truth?
Yeah, exactly. Or do they just be like, oh, well, that happens. I don't know what to expect. And like, is my family going to treat me differently? You know, is it going to be weird? Like, I don't want to introduce feelings of disconnect to like where my parents and my siblings just no longer treat me the way they used to.
This would rock so many people's worlds.
Oh, and then what do they say? Oh, okay, cool. Well, we're going to cut you out of the will. We need to find our real son.
Aww.
And meet him. And, you know, we can do a trade Z. I mean, how could you ever do that? This is so huge. This is bigger than a little phone into the radio station. You have some serious legal ramifications on your hands here, Alan.
Yeah, sorry to dump all this baggage on you, but I had to tell somebody.
Do you just die with the biggest secret of your life and never tell anyone ever? Or do you blow the lid off? Ashley, you have the best advice because it actually happened in your family.
Yeah. So my great grandma, like back in the 20s, had a little baby girl and she came home with a baby boy. Back then, there wasn't really any recourse or anything, but my great grandma had already fallen in love with the boy by the time they got home. And so our family's known our whole lives that genetically, like he's not related to us, but it doesn't change anything. He's part of the family. His kids are still part of the family equally as much. So my advice is not to worry about his position in the family because you're still family. These are the people who grew up with you, who raised you. They're going to love you. And it's more of a gut feeling. If he feels he needs to confront it, then confront it, because nothing should really change in terms of your community. Like, they love you.
So have you been able to find out who the actual birth child was in that line of the family?
We did. My grandpa actually tracked him down, and it was a similar thing. His long-lost sister looks exactly like him, where, you know, the brother who's not technically related looks like the other family. Went from blonde hair, blue eyes, to, you know, Grecian, dark features.
Wow!
It's very, very obvious.
How did they explain it? I mean, what do you mean back in the day? You know, couldn't you go back and say, hey, I know I gave birth to a boy, a girl, or whatever. Yeah. Like, why couldn't you do a swap?
I mean, this was in the 20s in small town Iowa, so...
So it's just whoopsers, you got stuck with the kid? I mean, you took him home, no backsies.
Finders keepers.
Wow, that is so weird.
Wow.
I mean, I always knew Iowa was weird, but this highlights it.
Yeah, it really does. They do things different there. Like, sorry, we left already.
All right, so you're saying this guy needs to say something to his parents? Is that what you're suggesting?
So my advice isn't necessarily yes or no on that. It's what does your gut tell you? Because I think he's worried about, like, losing his position in the family, and that should not happen from my personal experience.
Okay.
So if he feels he should talk to them, talk to them.
Okay.
If he feels that he doesn't need to because they're his family, then don't. You know the answer, and you know who your family is.
Yeah. Oh, poor Alan.
It's heartbreaking.
Thank you, Ashley. Appreciate it. Hell no, you scream it to everyone. Rock their world. It's too big to bury. Tell everyone. They're going to start asking since the DNA test was a gift. Don't let it weigh on you only. He can't keep this quiet. Someone in his birth family may have already done or will do a DNA test. There was a story on Care 11 last year about this exact same situation.
Really?
It's that common? So maybe there is hope. Maybe I was switched at birth.
Oh,
wouldn't that be something?
No, you look too much like your family.
Wonder what my real family is like.
They're so great.
Don't burst his
They're
bubble.
Loving your real family. Oh my gosh. They're going to welcome you.
Mom, I'm coming for you.
It could always be worse. You could find out you were a Zaluski.
Oh no. That See? I could never be that bad.
No, well, that's what it's I'm tough, saying. Man. So don't ask for a new family. And all of a sudden my mom's like, my baby boy.
Well, if you were there in Adrian, Minnesota on October 17th, and you gave birth, and you've always questioned, did I get the right child? Maybe I'm yours. Maybe.
Do you feel a connection? It's a really close connection when you listen to Ryan. Yeah, he's your boy.
Can you imagine? Wouldn't that be something?
Your parents just wanted people to work for them. So they're like, oh, we're at the hospital. Grab a couple.
Totally. The truth shall set you free. Let the cat out of the bag. Tell them you will regret it for the rest of your life if you don't. So you got to tell them. Everybody's saying you have to.
Tell. Yeah. I mean, everybody probably feels like there's something off. And maybe it will just give you such peace to find out, you know, maybe the other family maybe has nothing to do, but at least for everybody to know the truth.
Somebody said, what if it wasn't accidental, but intentional? Do you think they would intentionally do this to go, God, I wonder when he's going to get the results and find out that he's not related to us. Oh, this is going to be great.
Other baby is so much cuter. Let's take that one.
That'd be so mean.
Katie's in St. Paul. What do you think he should do?
I think, I have a situation. My son has born from a donor, and so one of the things I've always wanted is for him to be able to have the option to reach out, just from a medical history standpoint, to his donor dad. And so, you know, let him know his parents who raised him. They're his parents, and he loves them, and they're his family. But have the option to reach out to his bio birth parents, just even just from a health standpoint, and try to understand what kind of things might be coming down the line for him. But assuring his family, they're his family.
All right. That makes sense.
Oh, Katie, this is going to be quite the conversation. I just can't imagine breaking the news to your entire family. So I was switched at birth. I found my bio family. I'm going to go meet them. So you want to meet your bio son? Do you want to meet the brother that you never met?
Yeah.
Oh, I just can't imagine the moment that if they do go, oh, we knew it. Yes, let's go. Like, wait, did you not enjoy me as a kid? Or do they as the parents go, we knew, but, you know, we're good. We want to stay with what we got.
Well, it's pretty much unanimous. You've got to say something.
Yeah.
and you've got to do this. So, boy, reach out, Alan, because we want to know how this plays out. We need a follow-up for sure.
I think you will end up having one bigger happy family, and it's all going to be amazing.
That's cool.